Well, hello, good evening. I'm Terry Bennett, and welcome to another edition of Organ Stop, our regular programme dedicated almost entirely to music written for the organ. We feature mainly classical composers, but with the occasional surprise thrown in from time to time. This evening we are featuring works by Bach, of course, Fedor, Handel, Matthias, Saint-Saëns, and several others. Let's start though with Charles-Marie Vidor, who was born in Lyon in 1844 into a family of organ builders. He died in Paris some 93 years later, having compiled a lifetime of orchestral, organ, chamber, choral and piano works, of which probably the best known are his 10 organ symphonies. The famous organ builder Aristide Caval Coll was a friend of the family, so organ music was very much in the blood. Vidor quickly established himself as a virtuoso on the instrument and mixed in the Paris organ circles with the likes of Charles Gounod and Camille Saint-Saëns. More from him later. At 25, he became provisional organist of Saint-Sulpice in Paris, but despite this, remained there for some 64 years. The Toccata from his fifth symphony is surely the best known work, but all 10 of his organ symphonies bear considerable musical merit. Here we have the finale from Symphony No. 6 in G minor.
Thank you.
Well, that was the finale, the Vivace, from the Organ Symphony No. 6 in G minor by Charles-Marie Vidor. Opus 42, No. 2, played there by Hans Fagius on the instrument of Katarina Kirke in Stockholm in Sweden. George Frederick Handel was born in 1685 in Germany, but spent the majority of his musical career in London. He wrote operas, oratorios, organ music and anthems, and his organ concertos Opus 7, HWV 306 to 311, refer to the six organ concertos for organ and orchestra written in London between 1740 and 1751, which were published posthumously in 1761. We're going to hear the Andante from the concerto in B-flat major, which premiered on the 27th of February 1740 at the Lincoln's Inn Fields Theatre in London.
Thank you.
Well, that ended slightly abruptly, but that, of course, was George Frederick Handel and the Andante from the Organ Concerto in B-flat major, opus 7, number 1, played there by Richard Egger. The instrument was the Academy of Ancient Music. We're going to move to a piece by Durufle, and Maurice Durufle lived between 1902 and 1986. He was a French composer, organist and teacher, probably best known for his setting of the Requiem Mass, written in 1947. In 1943, he became Professor of Harmony at the Conservatoire de Paris, where he worked until 1970, and amongst his pupils were Pierre Coquereau, Jean Guillot, and Marie-Claire Alain. The latter went on to become a renowned organist and composer in his own right, and must have left an impression on Durufle, as in 1942, he wrote his prelude and fugue, Sur le nom de Alain, A-L-A-I-N. And it's that we're going to hear now.
Thank you.
Prelude, a fugue sur le nom de Alain there by Maurice Durufle, and it was played on the organ of the Collegiate Church Saint-Jacques-le-Major in Soulanges by Marie-Madeleine Durufle, who was the wife of the composer. On to the obligatory piece by Bach, and the Toccata in F major, BWV 540, is thought to be written after 1714, although the fugue to which it's joined may not have been completed until 1731. The Toccata starts with a large linear canon over a pedal point in F major. It's then followed by a pedal solo vamping material from the canon. The canon is reiterated with some variations in the dominant in C major. This time the hands are switched and the left hand leads the right. This is again followed by a long pedal solo. The pedal solos, and I speak from experience, have long been set pieces for the Associated Board's organ examinations and have taxed aspiring organ students around the world. On a personal note, this piece ranks very highly on my own list of Bach favourites.
Thank you.
Now, whoever said that Bach doesn't swing, that was, of course, Bach's Toccata in F. And it was composed around about 1714, played there by Konstantin Volosnov on the organ of St. Maria Cathedral, St. Petersburg. The Belgian composer, organist and teacher, Floor Peters, was born in the village of Thielen in 1903. By the age of 20, he had become a teacher at the Lemmens Institute, and at the same time was appointed chief organist at St. Rumbold Cathedral in Mechelen, a position which he held for most of the rest of his life. His aria, Opus 51, is among the better known of his works, and dates from 1945. Aria, Opus 51 by Floor Peters, and that was played there on one of the organs of Liverpool Cathedral. I'm not sure which one. By that I mean it was either the Anglican Cathedral or the Roman Catholic Cathedral, and it was played by Noel Rawsthorne. Moving on, we have William Matthias coming up next, who was a Welsh composer who lived between 1934 and 1992. His compositions include an opera, three symphonies, and three piano concertos, but he's perhaps best known for his Anglican choral works, including an anthem specially written for the wedding of Prince Charles to Lady Diana in 1981, which played to an audience estimated at over 1 billion. He was a child prodigy, playing the piano from the age of three, but later composed a modest number of pieces for solo organ. Here we have his Partita for organ, Opus 19, which was written in 1962. William Mathias's Partita there, and again played on the same organ as the previous piece by Flor Peters, one of the Liverpool cathedrals, and it was played again by Noel Rawsthorne. Moving on, we next have Charles Camille Saint-Saëns, who was a French organist, composer and conductor of the Romantic era. He wrote a modest amount of music for the organ, probably the best known of which was his famous Organ Symphony. Here, though, we have a transcription of his equally famous Danse Macabre, Opus 40, which was originally a tone poem written in 1874, based upon the French text of poet Henri Casalis. According to legend, death emerges at midnight every Halloween and calls forth the dead from their graves to dance for him while he plays the fiddle. Saint-Saëns' Danse Macabre. Yes, the famous Danse Macabre by Camille Saint-Saëns, played there by the virtuoso organist Olivier Lattery on the organ of the Philharmonie de Paris. Well, something a little more gentle to go out with tonight, and the Regina Coeli is an ancient Latin Marian hymn, that is, a hymn that's focused on the Virgin Mary, of the Christian Church, and it's one of the four seasonal Marian antiphons which are sung or recited in the Liturgy of the Hours, typically during Vespers or Compline. Here we have an organ improvisation of the melody by the Benedictine monks of Glenstall Abbey in County Limerick. I hope that you've enjoyed this edition of Organ Stop. Until next time, goodbye.